Our Lord tells his disciples today about the importance of praying always. Pray always, the Lord says, not only in time of need. Pray always, not only in those times of deep repentance. Pray always. Pray not only in those times of disaster, but pray always. Always keep your heart and your mind fixed upon me and the things of heaven, the Lord says. Being my disciple is not something that we dabble in. Following the Lord is a full-time endeavor. Being a follower of Jesus does not allow for half measures. Pray always. This has been the focus of our discussion on stewardship over the past few weeks. The importance of giving to our God, not a portion, not a percentage, but giving to God everything that we can give. He has been so good in giving us his all. We strive to give him our all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our soul, all of our strength. We've spoken this month about stewardship of human life. We've spoken about the stewardship of talent. We'll speak this next weekend about stewardship of treasure. Today I want to speak about stewardship of time. Stewardship of the precious gift of time that our Lord gives to us. It is indeed precious. It is indeed valuable. Maybe you've heard the expression somewhere along the way, time is money. Maybe at work somebody yelled at you and said, hey, get back to work. Don't you know that time is money? Do you believe it, that time is money? Because I don't. Time is much more valuable than silver or gold. Because, let's face it, with money, we can lose it, we can blow it, the bottom can fall out of the economy, and somehow we get back up on our feet again. But time once spent can never be recovered. The opportunities of this day will never pass again. And furthermore, we don't know how much time we have. The Lord gives us today, to be sure, but he does not promise us tomorrow. There are people in this life who couldn't possibly go on enough spending sprees to exhaust their money. But they are like the rest of us, knowing neither the day nor the hour. Time is much more valuable than money. A professor wanted to make this point, and so in class one day, he produced from underneath the podium, he produced one of these big mayonnaise jars, one of these Sam's Club mayonnaise jars, and it was filled to the top with golf balls. And he asked his class, is this jar full? And they said, yes. Well, then he produced a container of very small pebbles. And he poured those pebbles into the jar and he gave the jar a good shake until the pebbles reached the top. And then he asked, is the jar full? And they said, yes. Well, then he produced a container of sand, and he poured the sand into the jar and gave it a good shake, and the sand made it up to the top, and he asked, is the jar full? And they said, yes. Well, then he produced from underneath the podium, what? Two bottles of beer. And he poured the two bottles of beer into the jar until it was overflowing. And then he said to them, now the jar is full. But what's the lesson? What's the lesson? He said, I want you to think about this jar as your life and the golf balls as those things that are really important in your life. Things like your health, your family, your faith, things that if you lost them, you would be terribly lost. The pebbles represent other things that are important, but not as important. Things like your car, your house, even your job, things that if you lost them, it would be tough, but you'd make your way through. The sand is the other stuff, the stuff that doesn't really matter. Things like watching hour after hour of meaningless TV or surfing the web, things that fill our lives without us even being aware. And then the professor said, take a good look at this jar and see if you do not agree with me that if you want to get the golf balls into the jar, they have to go in first. Because if they don't go in first, there won't be room. So make sure that you're putting first things first. Make sure you get a physical checkup every year. Make sure you play with your kids. Take your spouse out dancing. Go to church. Say your prayers. Because there will always be time to wax the car or clean the gutters or put on a dinner for associates at work. Pay attention to put first things first. The rest is just sand. Then one of the students raised her hand and inquired about the meaning of the two bottles of beer. And the professor said, you're very observant. I just threw that in there to show you that no matter how busy your life might be, you'll always have time for a couple of beers. What goes into your jar first? This is a deeply spiritual question. This is the question on which your happiness depends. And your holiness and your salvation. What goes into the jar first? Do we give God our best? Are we praying when we are alert and conscious? Or are we praying just at those times of the day when we've already given our best and we're just trying to fall asleep? Do we give our loved ones our best, spending time with them, being attentive to their needs, giving them all that we can give them, not just the so-called quality time, but the very, very important quantity time? Are we putting first things first in our lives? This is what stewardship of time is all about. How we make those practical decisions 7 days a week on how our lives are organized. Making sure that we are putting into our lives what really needs to be there, what is good and honorable and holy and true. Making sure that we are spending our time wisely and prudently and in a noble fashion and not just frittering it away on meaningless activities. Our Lord Jesus gives us everything. He is the Lord of time. He gives us all of His time. He stretches out His arms on the cross, giving us everything, His body and blood, soul and divinity. He is so very concerned and interested in all that we do 24/7. He listens to our prayers whenever we pray. In our Holy Eucharist this morning, we draw near to Him and we invite Him into our lives. We make our hearts ready for Him to make His indwelling at a deeper level. And we pray that we will pray always, giving to the Lord everything that we have to give 24/7, that we will spend our lives as good stewards of the time that He gives us.